A few years before half of the family was murdered, the Kushners, as they usually did, took a summer vacation in the tiny town of Nowolnia, then part of Poland. Amid the sharp scents of pine and spruce and fresh water from the lake, the Kushner children played in the forest. On Friday evenings, as the late setting sun angled through the woods, the family gathered for Shabbat dinner. Parents, grandparents, children, grandchildren, aunts, uncles, cousins sat in front of tall white candles to eat chicken soup, sweet kugel, the ever-present braided challah bread. Summer camp was how the surviving Kushners would later describe these trips. Camping and going to camp were among their fondest memories. There's a picture that endures from one of these summers. The lower left corner is burnt or chemically disappeared. But the image in the center is clear, a family of four children arrayed on a hammock around their father, tall trees standing like sentries in the background. The father is wearing light-colored, loosely fitting pants, neatly cuffed, a white shirt, dark tie. His hands are on his knees, his expression neutral. All the children look happy, relaxed, the younger ones impish even. There's Esther in her late teens in the far left, wearing a short-sleeved, close-fitting, white button-down shirt, parted sharply with a dark tie. Next to her is Lisa in a loose-fitting dress. In the photo, she's a preteen, skinny legs dangling over the hammock. On the other side of their father sits Hanon Kushner, not much older than Lisa, in short pants, a long-sleeved shirt, a goofy grin. And on the right, her hand draped behind her brother's back and resting on her father's shoulder, teenage Reichel Ray Kushner. Her thick black hair is cut in a bob. Ray is smiling. Her face, like everyone else's in the family, is unworried, unlined. Her dark brown eyes gaze forthrightly into the camera, yet to witness any horrors. Most of the year, the family lived in the commercial town of Nowogródek, Poland, population 25,000. There's a record of those years, left by Ray herself in two videotaped testimonies of her wartime experiences. Other oral histories were supplied by her sister, Lisa, and fellow Nowogródek survivors. Life in those years was good. Naum Kushner, the last name means furrier, sold hats and beautiful ladies' coats in his two shops to a mostly Jewish clientele. His wife Hinda helped with the business, and for household chores, the family had a maid. All four children went to private schools. Esther had completed college, and Ray had matriculated in a prestigious university in Krakow for part of her schooling. The Kushners attended the town's biggest shul, dressing in their finest on Fridays for the walk to synagogue. There was a robust civil society. Jews in Nowogródek funded a hospital, an orphanage, a Jewish home for the aged. There was commerce, there was culture, a regular diet of Jewish theater. "You were free," Lisa Kushner-Reibel later said, "and everything was all right." Half a decade after the photograph was taken, three of six members of the Kushner family would be dead. Of hundreds of cousins, grandparents, sisters and brothers, uncles and aunts, only a handful, including Lisa, Ray, and their father Naum, made it through the destruction of their home and the confiscation of their business, through family separations and multiple mass executions, starvation, lice, beatings, forced labor, German dogs, and Nazi bullets, past barbed wire, through months of hiding in the forest, braving the Polish winter, a trek across international borders, and years in a displaced persons camp. The Kushners lost everything. The photo survived.